Obadiah's excuse to play games and call it work. Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
It is the Riot. We've been wanting to talk about it for a while, and now all the limits are off.
You can do whatever.
We can say anything we want about Zelda.
Let's
we can just
talk Zelda. Then. We have, of course, got our Riot unboxing for the Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Which you can find that at Radio U on Facebook, or of course Radio U Riot on YouTube if you would like. But people were asking with that, what about Zelda?
Well, let's talk Zelda. Now, let's keep in mind, this is the only game we've played on the Nintendo Switch up to this point. We've had it for, I guess we're coming up on almost 2 weeks, and I'll tell you, I haven't finished it yet. I've played so much of it, but I still am not done with it. Here's my thing on Zelda, and we mentioned Nintendo sent us this and a Switch, and that's what we've been reviewing it on. It feels like the last few Zelda games were made by some guys who had been locked in a really tall tower. They were never allowed out. They put food in a bucket and they just raised it for the guys in the tower. And then one day, just out of nowhere, they were suddenly allowed out of the tower and they started letting them play other games. And then they brought them back and then they made this. This Zelda game feels so modern. It feels so modern that I feel like it shouldn't even be a Zelda game. You're just like, I don't think they don't do this in those Zelda games, do they? And it's like, no. They do now. The word I keep coming back to is just modern. It feels like a modern game. So with this in the game, like you wake up at the very beginning of the game, you just wake up and go. And you can go any direction that you want to. You probably want to leave the cave that you wake up in.
Well, baby steps, you know.
Yeah, but there's just a voice that wakes you up and you
go. So you don't have to go through like 10, 15 minutes of guided dialogue.
Hey,
or
with Skyward Sword, it literally took 5 or 6 hours.
Of the game to get you started.
Yeah, we're like, do you know how to roll this way? Or do you? No, dude. Like,
you're right in.
It absolutely just gets you started. And the amazing thing is, like, right off the bat, you can do whatever. You can go hunting. Do you want to hunt animals? You can. You can cook. Do you want to cook the animals that you just hunted?
You can do that.
You can do that. Do you want to climb up that tree and grab an apple out so you could take that fox that you just killed and that apple and cook them in a stew? Go for it.
So it feels more interactive than you ever have had with a Zelda game?
It's so wide open and there's so much that you can do that it's amazing. You can mine for materials. You can fight. And you can explore, buy new armor sets. Don't like the color? That's fine. You can take them over and have them colored. Granted, that's something that happens a little later, but it's out there. You're constantly looking for new weapons. It just goes on and on and on. And, you know, the side quests, there's a lot of that. So it's like there's the main stuff that you're trying to do. And I don't want to spoil any of the story because so far I've been very interested in the story. But like with the side quests, there are tons of them, and they happen so organically. You just kind of show up someplace, talk to people, they start giving you stuff. And the thing is that there's something about this Zelda game that feels more mature, and I think it's a mix of the art style and some of the dialogue. Like, the characters are fun and funny, but they're not goofy.
Sure.
And at least I don't feel like I've run into something to me that feels super goofy. And the art feels like, you know, they always do something stylized, and there's obviously the anime kind of style, but if you look at traditional Japanese art, a lot of the characters, at least the human characters in this game, feel like characters that have been pulled out of ancient Japanese art and have been modernized, and it gives it, I love the look and feel that some of the characters have.
It's, and so just, the dialogue helps bring it up to a more modern style as well.
Yeah, it just feels like, again, like you could take this game and set it up against other kind of large action adventure open world games, and it feels different, but it also feels new and fresh. The game is just huge. I mean, it is enormous. There's so much room for you to just explore. And that's the thing that I couldn't get over, is that like I just explored and explored and went and went, and there's no real barriers. Now, you might get somewhere where there are guys waiting to kill you. They're way tougher than you are, and it's like, okay, there's no point in me really going in this direction. But like, you can just get on a horse and go. So like, I was in a village and I was like, I wonder what's up there. And I have yet to go somewhere and there not be something,
yeah,
that's kind of interesting. And so that has led to me just, I never do that in games. Like, I played Skyrim. I never thought, like, I want to see what's on top of the mountain. I was more like, where is there someone to tell me something to do? And in this game, I have just...
Are you more into it now, though, because Zelda is a game you're more comfortable with? And
maybe.
So now, in other games that you're maybe not as familiar with or have such a history with, maybe you'll start to adventure out and go more explore the lands?
Maybe that's it. Like, maybe it's just because it's Zelda. But, you know, you can take Link. He can climb mountains. Like, normally when you see a hill, it's like, well, I got to figure out how to get up there. No, he can climb. Now, he's got stamina, so he can only climb so high, but he can climb. So, I mean, I just spent a ton. So, more time, I feel like, just straight up exploring than I have in a game in a long time. I've just been fascinated by, like, what's over the next hill? What's on top of this? What's under that?
That helps keep a game playable for longer.
The other two things about it, I mentioned cooking. Cooking's a huge deal in this game. Like, most of the time, cooking might be like, well, I'm going to cook something and I need it to make me, like,
stronger,
to heal up or whatever. Or make me... It's all about that. It's like, okay, you're going to find certain plants, and if you want to go into a wintry area... It's like you're supposed to cook things together to give you food that lets you survive in that cold. If you're up against a bunch of guys that you can't seem to beat, you actually want to make some food that will increase your defense for a while.
It honestly sounds like if you play enough of this Zelda, if you get stuck anywhere in the real world and you need like to go back on like, why do I know how
what
to make
do?
This to survive? Like you can lean heavily on this Zelda game.
There are all kinds of like cool survival mechanics in it. The other thing that it has that I love, there are these places called shrines, and they're everywhere. Like you don't go very far at all without finding one, and you go in and it takes you underground, and those shrines are puzzles. And it reminds me of playing classic Tomb Raider games. For a long time, I was never interested in a Tomb Raider game. And then when Tomb Raider, not Legend, whatever it was, whatever the first one that came out on the Xbox 360, I played that game and the puzzles were my favorite thing in that entire game. Well, these are that. They just feel like these big puzzles that are underground, and some of them are really simple, some of them are not. There are some that I will tell you really make the controller, they want you to use the gyroscope, and some of that did not work. I got very frustrated with one in particular, but in general, that has just been a ton of fun to play through those. I think the biggest complaint I have about the entire game are the weapons. Weapons degrade and break, and they break a lot. So you are always...
But it's real world-like, so...
Nikki...
You want some to be more like real world and some to still be the fantasy aspect where your weapons are always good.
My armor doesn't break.
You can't have all of it.
I want all of it.
You want
okay?
The whole thing.
I want the weapons and the shields to not break. I hate that part.
Sure.
I do. I really do. But like, other than that, the game is so good that it's like, I'm kind of willing to overlook it. So Zelda Breath of the Wild, again, I have not played all the way through it yet. So I guess in reality, this is more of a in-depth hands-on that it is maybe a review, but yeah, I think Nintendo actually really does have something special here. Like, this is a great game. It's not just good, it's great. It has been one of the better games of its kind that I feel like I've played in a long time, and they have managed to combine a lot of interesting elements. The puzzle solving, the exploration, some of the systems, like you can go out and capture wild horses, and it's all taking place in, if you've played Zelda games before, a world that is familiar, but they have managed to make it feel incredibly new. And some of the hunts and puzzles and story elements and hooks have just been great. And I don't want to spoil any of that, but I'll just tell you, I loved it. The only other thing I would say is that...
You loved it and you're going to be cooking.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. That's the main things.
The only other thing I would throw into the mix is that I really wish... And again, Nintendo sent us this. They sent us a Switch. I wish that I would have pre-ordered a Pro controller. I don't have one. And while the Nintendo Switch controller is... It's okay.
But would that have helped with some of the frustration?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when the game gets really intense and you're in the middle of a fight that is very hard... That was the only time that I started going, man, this controller is too small. Or I've got just big slabs of meat for hands, because there are these tiny little control sticks that have been fine for everything
up until that point.
Until things got intense. And then I was like, man, I got to get that bigger controller in here. What do I got to do? And as you may or may not have heard, I can't find one anywhere. So,
well, you know, it's all out tomorrow, so you'll have to start searching then.
Eventually. Yeah. So, do I think Zelda's worth it? I do. We haven't seen the Breath of the Wild version that's playable on the Wii U, so I don't know like how comparable the two are, but I can tell you for sure that while I don't know that I would run out and buy a Switch just for this, it's a heck of a game. Like, they really have got something fantastic there. Now, remember, Riot Control, riot.radiou.com. We still have Switch coverage coming. We've got actually a bunch of stuff coming just over the rise. We've got a brand new set of speakers from Logitech we're looking at, stuff like that. So if you want to catch more, subscribe to the podcast. It is The Riot.